Well, 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 good afternoon. Welcome, my friends. Yes, it's Monday, October the 22nd, start of another fun week. Every week's a fun week. What can I say? Welcome to the flip side. Your host, Robbie Noel, with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number, 1-800-691-7898. The web address, eaglesup.com or republictradinggroup.net. Well, let's see what happened on Wall Street today. Asian and European markets went into a free fall overnight, obviously, because of the plunge of the Dow on Friday. So there was a lot of nervous Nellies on Wall Street today expecting another sell-off. And initially, the Dow was down 100 points in early trading, only to recover during the course of the day for the Dow to close up 44 points at 13,566. Have we solved the crises? Hardly. NASDAQ led the day's gains thanks to Apple Computer, who had a roaring third quarter. I have to admit, here and now, I most probably contributed to that, because I bought a lot of Apple stuff in the third quarter. NASDAQ up 28 points at 2,753. S&P 500 better by almost 6 points at 1,506. In the metals complex, it was what was to be expected with the G7 meeting over the weekend and a rally in the dollar this morning that saved the day. Gold fell at the close by $10.70 to end the day at $753.70. Give you some idea of the trading range in the noble metal today. Had a low of $747 and a high of $754. Silver off 3 cents, closing at $13.56. It likewise had a up and down day, actually, was down most of the day. Silver had a low of 13.29 and a high of 13.57. So it closed a penny away from its high. Platinum off $10 at 1,436. Palladium off $9. At 360. Currently in Asian trading, gold reversing the trend. Higher by $1.90 at 755.60. Silver off 3 pennies at 13.53. We'll give you the, the big reason for the gold sell-off today was the U.S. dollar. Not surprising. We'll have that and oil and the rest of the day's stories after this.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit healing.com. healingformula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit healingformula.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Monday. Yes, turning to stone. A couple of value voted Christians should have turned to stone last night, but that's another story we'll get to in a while. Crude oil backed off from its $90 area, closing today at $85.74. Why, you may ask? Well, apparently the Turks and the Kurds are going to come to a ceasefire agreement later on this evening. So Wall Street's, oh, thank goodness for that. There's going to be peace and harmony between the Turks and the Kurds. Everybody's going to hold hands and sing Kumbaya, and if you believe that one, I will sell you an Israeli peace deal. As we mentioned, in large part, the G7 ministers meeting in Washington over the weekend. Vandals were looting the stores, so everything is normal as far as that's concerned. And they decided to do something about the dollar, because the pressure came to bear on the movers and shakers at the G7. There was panic in the streets, I'm sure, as they informed them, listen, we're going to have to save the dollar, even though we don't want to. But if we don't save the dollar, we all sunk. U.S. dollar climbing back, U.S. dollar index, I should say, climbing back over 78, closing at 78.03, up 66 basis points. They had to do it. They had to do it. Look, they're trying to sell these people structured investment vehicles, the new, the new savior of the financial markets. They're trying to sell these structured investment vehicles to the same people that they sold collateralized debt obligations to. And people are a little nervous about that. They're going, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you for selling me the same piece of worthless paper twice with a different name, and it does exactly the same thing. It's worthless. As far as gold is concerned, as we always tell you, because of the massive liquidations going on in Asia and Europe, should come as no shock or surprise, as Dennis Gatman, an economist for the Suffolk-based Gatman Ladder, says some investors sold gold to cover losses in the stock market. Now, why would that be? You see, my friends, and I have to reiterate again, and it's a point I want to make with you, because I get a lot of telephone calls, and a lot of you out there have just you disconnected from reality when it comes to gold. Gold is the most liquid asset on the face of the earth. It is the only asset that you can convert into whatever prevailing fiat currency you want at a drop of a hat. It is the only asset that if you wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning and you're panicking, you need Federal Reserve notes or fiat currency in your hand by lunchtime, gold is the only thing that's going to do it for you. There's no other asset vehicle out there that you can liquidate that fast and turn into fiat currency. Gold is the most liquid asset in the world. Therefore, when people need to make margin calls to protect equity positions, the first thing they do to sell if they don't have cash on hand is gold positions. This has happened time and time again. At the moment, the only concern is gaining access to liquidity where available, Gatman said. Last week, he advised clients to sell half their positions in gold, predicting spot gold may fall as low as $725. Well, it's possible. You know, we're back onto the analysts now, the technical guys, the chartists, the guys that look at the charts. And now they're looking at their charts as opposed to what their charts told them last week. This week they're saying, well, yeah, maybe the selling of the dollar was overdone. Maybe we need a little bounce here in order to save, save the U.S. Treasury Department. Because, obviously, the panic today caused a spike in treasuries. All eyes were on the stock market, said Frank McGee, the head metals trader at Integrated Brokerage Services in Chicago. You've got a certain amount of risk aversion going on. Money is flowing into treasuries, and that's strengthening the dollar and triggering a sell-off in gold. Speculative long positions in New York gold futures, or bets on the prices, will rise, outnumbered short positions by 201,859 contracts in the week ending October the 16th, the highest since at least January of 1994, this according to the U.S. Commodities Futures Trading Commission. The weight of these positions explains why we are concerned about the potential for a correction in gold in the near term, said John Reed, an analyst at UBS. Investment in StreetTrax Gold Trust, an exchange-traded fund backed by gold that began trading in November of 2004, is now sitting at a record 594 metric tons. You want to figure that out in ounces? Multiply 594 by 32,000. You'll get an estimate. The move in the dollar and gold is overdone in the short term, said Adrian Day, president of Adrian Day's Asset Management in Annapolis. Over the next year or so, we could see much higher gold prices, and I would take advantage of all opportunities to add to my position. Now, let me talk to you about gold. I really need to talk to some of you about gold. Some of you, and I'm not criticizing talk show hosts on any other network or any other show, but some of you out there have got this apocalyptic vision of what America could look like in an economic collapse. And somehow you seem to think, or you've got this conception in your head, fed by what I call patriot mythology, that all of a sudden your local supermarket's going to hang up a sign saying, we're only going to sell bread to those who have got pre-1964 dimes and quarters. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen that people in order to gain daily sustenance, are those people, the only people that will be able to do that are people that own gold and silver. This is a strange notion some of you have out there. It's a myth. First of all, understand something. Less than 1% of Americans own physical gold. I know there's a lot of people out there talk about gold confiscation. Do you have to worry? But no, you don't have to worry about it. It's not going to happen. You got to understand. You got to go back. You got to look at history. You got to do a little book learning. Prior to 1933, 99% of Americans owned gold and silver. Why? Because it was the coin of the realm. It was the currency as dictated by the Constitution. It was legal, lawful tender. Everybody owned the stuff. Everybody had the stuff. So when the government recalled gold in 1933, they did so knowing that the 99% of the population owned gold and silver. And they plucked on the patriot strings of your heart saying, my fellow Americans, we're in deep sushi, we need your gold, and we'll give you more than it's worth. Just bring it down to your local Federal Reserve. And guess what? 80% of the people did that. They were loyal. They were patriotic Americans. 80% of them thought the government was doing the right thing. Today, as I've said, less than 1% of Americans own gold and silver. Gold and silver is not coin of the realm. It's not in wide circulation amongst the populace. And when you look at the size of the populace that actually owns gold and silver, it makes no logical sense for the government to want to come and take it from you. It's a minuscule amount. And besides that, just ask yourself this question. If the government were to announce tomorrow, okay, everybody who owns gold and silver, you need to bring it down to your local bank and we'll give you a little bit more than it's currently worth. And the question, how many of you would do it? Sitting there going, pry it from my dead cold hands, they will. Of course. It makes no logical sense. People ask me, are they going to confiscate silver? No, they're not going to confiscate silver. Silver is an industrial metal. If they're going to confiscate silver, they might as well confiscate your cell phone. Because it's got silver in it. Silver is an industrial metal. It's no longer a monetary metal. In other places in the world, it's a monetary metal, but not in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Well, who's going to buy my gold when I want to sell it? I buy your gold. I sell gold, I also buy gold. How tough is it to sell gold? It's relatively easy if you know the rules of the game. You pick up the phone, you call Republic Trading Group, you say, Robbie, I have X, Y, and Z, how much will you pay me for it? I tell you what the current market value is. And just so you know, let me give you a little plug for Republic Trading Group. When you buy from a Republic Trading Group, we charge you a commission. When you sell back to us, we don't charge you a commission. Unlike Wall Street, we take commission once. We don't get you coming and going. We'll have more and we return.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by Life Essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Welcome back, my friends. Watching the girls in California. Problem in California. 250,000 people have been evacuated. Wildfires running rampant. Waiting for Pat Robertson to come out and say it's because of the peace agreement in Israel. In the meantime, we have a caller. I didn't catch his name. But anyway, hi, who's this?
Sean.
Hey, Sean.
Hello, I just had a question. Where would be some good places to actually put your physical gold to save it and keep it safe?
Well,
I know it sounds like a silly question, but you know.
No. It's a good question because I've had the same problem myself. First of all, you got to understand something. $100,000 worth of gold fits in a box 3 inches by 6 inches. So, places within your home, it can be very easily hidden away. People say, well, what happens if my house burns down? Well, gold's indestructible. And if it's a really hot fire, maybe the coins would melt a little bit, but gold is gold. It's indestructible. You can't destroy gold. I mean, even when you see those fire-ravaged houses in California where all that's left is a chimney stack and everything else is just dust, whatever gold there was in the house would still be there. You just have to find it. I suggest you get yourself a little Geiger counter thing, and you'll be able to find it. I really do not have a problem with putting gold in a safety deposit box at your local bank. I know there's a lot of people, well, you know, when the you-know-what hits the fan, they close the bank stores and all that kind of good stuff, but that's almost like end of times apocalyptic view of the world. Is it possible that banks could shut? Of course it is possible. But what I try to get through people is all you got to, you just got to use logical common sense. This is not a complicated thing. So, and if you have no faith in the banks, depending on where you live, there's many private depository sources where you can actually even have anonymity. where they don't even, you don't have to give them your name. When you sign up, they give you a number and you get two keys. They got one key, you got another key, whatever the case may be. But there's a number of places that you can use, and don't get so paranoid that you don't put it in a safety deposit box, for goodness sake.
Okay, well, thank you.
Nothing wrong with that. There's many my pleasure, Sean. There's many misconceptions out of there, and as I said, one of the first ones is, I mean, I got an email from a guy today, who said that he wants to know if I buy 1 ounce American Gold Eagles. Well, of course, I buy 1 ounce American Gold Eagles. Whatever the current market value is, that's what you're going to get for your eagle. He went into a coin store. I think he said he went into a coin store. Sounds like he went into a pawnbroker. It's a difference between a coin store and a pawnbroker. Pawnbrokers look at you as if you're a distressed seller. So whatever you're trying to sell a pawnbroker, he's going to try and steal it from you. That's his job. That's what he's there for. You're a walk-in customer. And they offered him $500, which is a ridiculous amount of money to offer someone. But they just wanted to see how desperate you were for cash. I mean, all you got to do is say yes or no. But first of all, before you sell gold, make yourself familiar with what the gold price is so you can evaluate whether the person that you want to sell it to is being honest with you or not. This is not rocket science, for goodness sake. Now, as I said, if you want to sell anything, and especially if you bought it from Republic Trading Group, we charge you no commissions whatsoever when you want to sell. You call me up, I give you whatever the current market value is. The only pain in the butt is you have to obviously, and this is why we tell you when you buy from us, try as best as you can to keep everything in the original packaging, because when it comes time to sell, it just saves you a lot of hassle and extra work. Just tape up the box in the brown tape that the post office likes you to use and ship it registered, insured, first-class U.S. mail, so you have no liability if the post office loses your package. They insure it for the full value that you insure it for. Soon as the package arrives, the same day the package arrives, you are cut a check immediately and it's sent back to you. It is a very simple, easy process. People just make mountains out of molehills. They make problems that are bigger than they really are. Don't ask me why. It's a very strange thing that goes on out there. Now, when people start telling me about financial Armageddon, and it's, all you got to do is look at, you don't even have to go back to 1929, the Weimar Republic. You can look at present day, what happens in various countries, especially in North American hemisphere. We've had numerous countries, Argentina, Brazil, Venezuela, where banks have closed down, money was, people weren't allowed to take any money out of the bank. You got to look at real world situation. For goodness sake, in Zimbabwe today, it's finally come down to this. $1 equals 1 million Zimbabwean dollars. We'll take a short break. Yeah, be right.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O.
P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Monday, another edition of the Flip Side. Flip Side's going to be a little shorter this week. I'm not sure what's going to happen on Friday. I'm trying to get a host to sit in for me Friday. Why? Because I'm on the road Friday, driving to San Antonio, Texas, to join Charles Carlson and the folks at Straight Gate Ministries. We are going to be outside Hagee's church. Probably run into some of those Christians who were booing Ron Paul last night. But before we get into more of that, back to the phones, we've got Steve in Louisiana. Hey, Steve.
Hi, Robbie.
How you doing, sir?
All right, and you, sir?
Yeah, can't complain for a Monday.
Well, you know, best you can do, right?
There you go.
My question is this. Well, I could say all currencies or the euro. Are any currencies backed by gold and silver nowadays?
No.
None?
No. I mean, what's the definition of a currency backed by gold? That means that you have the ability to take whatever the prevailing fiat script is, go to a prevailing bank, and say, I don't want this paper, please give me gold. Are there any countries in the world that do that? The answer to that is no. The euro has, allegedly, a 15% gold backing, but you can't take a euro into a European bank and say, okay, give me the 15% in gold and I'll take the rest in euros. So a true conversion, as the U.S. dollar was, no, the dollar was the last.
I tried to look off of the internet and I couldn't find anything because, you know, they're saying about the euro and how, you know, now the euro is the, what Iranians are selling, you know, their oil in euros and Japanese yen. And I said, well, something's up with that, you know?
Well, Look, there's a distinct possibility. They've been talking about it for years.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a currency. It's called the dinar.
Mm-hmm.
It's Middle East in its origin.
Mm-hmm.
Which there's been talk of it being a strictly convertible gold-backed currency. In other words, they will give you the option of fiat currency or gold equivalent.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about as close as that discussion has ever got.
And it's only a discussion, right?
Oh, sure. Oh, look, it's something we're going to get back to at some point in time. I wouldn't be at all shocked or surprised that as we move closer to the introduction of the Amero,
mm-hmm.
that there is elevated talk
mm-hmm.
of the Amero being, because if you want the Amero to be accepted by the masses,
right,
you're going to have to convince them of its stability in some way, shape, or form, which is what they did with the Euro. They wanted to give a feeling of confidence, which is the reason why they touted the 15% gold backing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a possibility.
But, you know, it brings up another question about the North American Union. You mentioning the Amero.
Yep.
What is the bottom line on why it's such a threat to change over and become the North American Union versus Canada, the United States, and Mexico? What's the threat? Is it loss of rights? Is it loss of guns or speech? Or
well, no, it's more of a loss of American sovereignty, because now you will not have a identifiable American currency. You will have a melting pot, if you will,
mm-hmm.
of Canada, Mexico, and the United States. So America would lose. There's no question America would lose its sovereignty. And once you know, it's like with anything, you know. Once you give a little piece of your finger, it's not too long before you've lost your whole arm.
Well, you know, the definition of sovereignty, how would you say that in terms of, like, how does it, let's say we're a person, we're a citizen of the United States, what's going to happen to us once we lose our sovereignty? What do we become? Or what do we lack?
Well, you become this mishmash that we currently have in Europe, where people's economic problems. I mean, right now you've got such strains going through Europe. I mean, you've got Switzerland in a political upheaval based on the rise of nationalism in Switzerland. You're seeing this manifest itself in many European countries, where they are rejecting this quote-unquote Eurozone type, everybody's all one, there's no delineation between French and German, and people have this desire for roots of who they are, who they identify themselves with.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a problem. This is a problem that they're having with establishing a European constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason they're having a problem with it, because they haven't been able to identify where rights come from. You see, I mean, this is a brilliance of the founding fathers.
Mm-hmm.
This is a brilliance of Thomas Jefferson, a man who studied Burke and Voltaire and many other the great thinkers of the Enlightened Age. Because before you can define who government is, you've got to define of where we, the people, get our rights from.
Mm-hmm.
Do we get it from some bureaucrat sitting thousands of miles away, or do our rights come from a specific higher power,
right,
such as a creator?
Right.
So once you've identified that, and that's why the preamble, we hold these truths to be self-evident. What that simply means is we have looked at this question upside down, inside out. We have studied as much as we can, and we've come to the conclusion that, everything else aside, these are the facts.
Mm-hmm.
And the facts are, our rights come from God.
Mm-hmm.
And man is instituted to protect these rights. Well, governments are instituted to protect these rights.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is something that blew my mind over the weekend, because I'm unfortunately a political junkie. I watched that whole value that stupid Christian values voter thing that was going on in Florida.
I'm glad you could withstand that.
Well, yeah. On Saturday, and I've got it posted up, by the way. If anybody wants to watch this, and I encourage you to watch it. I have the Ron Paul segment, the speech that he gave before the so-called Christians on Saturday, where he delineated the most important three points that anybody can in order to get people to understand where we are. Mm-hmm. And that is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Mm-hmm.
He explained what life was and how important that declaration was on life.
Mm-hmm.
What liberty, because without life, you don't have liberty.
Mm-hmm.
And without liberty, you don't have happiness.
Mm-hmm.
You see, most people seem to think happiness just simply means, you know, if it feels good, do it,
right,
because you are happy. Ron Paul's interpretation, as was the founder's interpretation of happiness, is that you have a right to be happy in order to have the fruits of your labor.
You know, that brings up something, Robbie, that there's a Supreme Court decision that happened in the city of New Orleans, and it was called Butcher's Union versus Crescent City. And it all talks about the pursuit of happiness, and in that pursuit of happiness, it talks about the fruits of your labor being your fruits of labor and not to be taxed.
Sure.
And that was brought up, and I've been listening to Ed and Elaine Brown's show until they were, you know, abducted.
Right.
And when you brought that up, it defines, the Supreme Court defines that your labor is your private property.
Sure. I mean, that was, and as I said, I encourage people, if you, and I know people, I don't want to go watch another political debate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you don't understand, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness was spelled out by Ron Paul. I thought naively that after that speech that he gave on Saturday,
right,
that they would elevate Ron Paul to number one contender.
Right.
And then when I listened to the debate on Sunday.
It was on Sunday?
They had the debate on Sunday. They had the speeches on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
On the debate on Sunday night, when Ron Paul was talking about America's foreign entanglements, and obviously it's time to end the war in Iraq and bring the boys back home, he got the loudest boos I ever heard.
Oh, really?
And that was when I said to myself, these so-called Christians, these evangelicals that are out there, these are not Christians because they want death. These people want death because they think by our involvement in the Middle East that somehow it is going to be the fulfillment of John Hagee's vision of the rapture, that as soon as we can destroy the Temple Mount, as soon as we can inflict more harm and pain on the Muslim world, the quicker the rapture is going to come down.
What part of thou shalt not kill don't they understand, you know?
Yeah, well, these are phony Christians.
That's exactly
the reason this is the reason why I'm driving 900 miles to go stand in front of John Hagee's church to tell these worthless human beings that they've been following a false doctrine.
Well, good for
and
you,
it's about
Robbie.
Time, and it's about time they woke up and admitted to this, unless they want to live in denial or be Satan worshippers, because they might as well be Satan worshippers.
Right. Well, you know,
anyway.
Where can I see this video of Ron Paul anyway?
It's right on the website. Just go to on the far right-hand side. As you scroll down the page, you'll see archives where every day of the week I whatever the previous day was, and just go click on weekend.
Weekend, and it'll show the video of him talking about, you know, pursuit of happiness.
Sure. It's his whole speech.
Okay. And one other thing, and I noticed you said the gold price has been going down. What, it went down $10, you think? I think you said?
Yeah.
Okay. And can you tell me on the air how much the commission is if I decide to buy some coins from you?
Or depending on what product it is, anyway from 3 to 5%
per coin for the price.
Sure. It just depends on whatever the coin is. European gold has a smaller premium than American gold.
Mm-hmm.
American gold right now premiums are going. Last week Friday, I couldn't lock any American Eagles in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, people wanted to order American gold Eagles. I called my supplier. Says, Robbie, I don't have any. You can't sell any. American gold Eagles premiums. Well, I'll tell you. I mean, you can figure it out for yourself what the premium on a gold Eagle is today. I'll tell you what. Current price on a 1 ounce American Gold Eagle is right now you got spot at $752.70. A 1 ounce American Gold Eagle is running $790.180.
Okay, so around $791 is what you're saying would cost for right now for a piece of a coin like that?
Yeah, 1 ounce American Gold Eagle is going to run you $791. Now that's $791. That's not for 07 Eagles. If you want an 07 Eagle, you're going to pay $798. But if you don't mind an 06 or an 05 or an 04,
mm-hmm.
You can get them at $791.
Okay, I get it now. So earlier dates are a little bit less expensive.
Yeah. The 07s are tough. Look, this is going to be a tough mintage year for the U.S. Mint. They've already suspended their W Mint products,
mm-hmm.
But that was more in line of the fact that they had a sudden escalation in prices. But I haven't seen them. They haven't put them back on the U.S. Mint's website yet, so I don't know. They haven't offered any explanation mm-hmm. about that in any way, shape, or form.
Now, are you saying European gold, the same ounceage is less?
Well, first of all, you got to understand that European gold it doesn't come in ounces or half ounces.
Okay.
European gold, you're dealing in fifth of an ounce and quarter of an ounce.
Mm-hmm.
So the premiums vis-a-vis what you're paying on American gold Eagles is substantially less. You're paying about 3.5% on European gold. That's why we recommend it. It's the smallest premium above the intrinsic value of the metal of any gold coin out there, and that's the reason why we recommend it.
Now, is it the purity the same?
Well, sure. I mean, all gold coins are 22 karat. Any gold coin that was destined to be in circulation.
Mm-hmm.
It's all 22 carat because obviously gold is a very soft metal. If you had to put pure gold into circulation after not too much wear, it would be a planchet. In other words, no, I'm serious.
I say 24 carat gold is very soft. I understand.
Exactly. So in all coins that come into circulation, they add an alloy in order to give gold strength.
Okay.
And because of the fact that gold is not in circulation anymore is the reason why you have Canadian maple leaves are 24 karat gold. America introduced a 24 karat gold buffalo last year.
Mm-hmm.
Chinese pandas are 24 karat gold. Australian kangaroos are 24 karat gold. Austrian philharmonics are 24 karat gold. There's nothing wrong with 24 karat gold coins. Just understand, first of all, you don't want to touch them with your bare hands. You've got to treat them like it's an egg. You've got to be very gentle with it because being pure gold, if you damage it in any way, shape, or form, you will lose $40 or $50 premium on the coin.
Oh, really?
Sure.
Okay, so you think it's better off to get the 22 instead of 24?
Yeah, this is not to take away from... for instance, in my personal opinion, the American Buffalo coin is most probably one of the nicest-looking gold coins that the U.S. Mint has ever produced since the $20 St. Gaudens. It's a drop-dead, gorgeous-looking coin.
Mm-hmm.
But just make sure that it is sealed in plastic to avoid damage.
That way you don't have to worry about damaging it.
There you go.
Okay, I appreciate it.
All right, my friend.
Thank you, Robbie.
All right.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Monday. Yeah, I was amazed by that debate last night. You had Mike Huckabee, the only one, by the way, who used the term Islamofascism, which is not even a word, a creation of people like David Horwitz, former communist, probably still a communist, now claims he's a conservative. And then if there was anything that would illustrate that if you are ever, my friends, if you are ever charged with a crime by the government and you are actually contemplating, if you don't cut a plea, which 99.9% of people do, but if you actually are this naive and you think, I want to go before a jury of my peers, all you had to do last night was watch this audience that Frank Luntz, he's the poll researcher for Fox News, and they must be paying him a lot of money because he used to have a really bad rug on his head. Now he's got a pretty upscale rug. But Frank Luntz was questioning these people about what they thought about some of the speeches and whether or not they thought Ron Paul had given an effective speech, and none of their hands were raised up. Now, just think about this. If you are going to a jury trial, these are going to be the peers that are going to judge you. And if that's a run for your life. You see, I mean, it's such a misnomer, jury of your peers. Who are your peers? Peers are someone, the people that know you. If you go before a jury trial, you don't know these people from squat. And besides the fact, these are people who couldn't figure out how to get out of jury trial. You really want to put your life in their hands? I don't think so. Do we have time for a little gloating here? Yes, we do. Saturday was a glorious day as Boer War II erupted in Gay Paris. And yes, the white guys won decisively over the English. And there was celebration in the Rainbow Nation. And for a millisecond, there was racial unity and harmony in South Africa. Until, of course, this morning, when everything returns back to normal, where the big debate in South Africa now is, well, how come they were just all white guys? It didn't represent the Rainbow Nation. Because if it did represent the Rainbow Nation, there would have only been one white guy on the team. And the reason for that, my friends, is quite simple. The men who were elected to play and represent South Africa were selected based on merit. Yes, they were selected based on their ability, not their skin color, as who would make the team that would represent South Africa. Have we come far in our talk on race? No, we've actually gone back 100 years. Isn't that special? Till tomorrow. See you. Bye.